Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is going on, people?
It's a Friday is here. You know what, I'm going to be honest.
This week went fast.
Yeah, I said this last night. This week went faster than I thought it would because I was off a couple of days last week.
Yeah.
And then we had the Labor Day holiday. So, you know, we've had a couple of shorter weeks than normal. And usually when you come off a shorter week, it feels like you've been working 26 days in a row. This week has flown.
It's been a good week. Well,
yeah, I wouldn't say it's been a good week, but it has gone quickly.
Nationally, it's not been a good week.
Yeah.
For me, it's been a good week. I've enjoyed this week. I've had fun.
Could I say something about the weekend?
You can say whatever you want.
I would like to urge every single person listening. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care what you watch on TV in your spare time. I would urge everyone this weekend to turn off the television and go outside. Take a break. These next
Nebraska plays tomorrow at 2:30 against Michigan. I'm not turning the TV off.
These next few weeks are going to be glorious weather-wise. I would urge you to get off Facebook.
I would
urge you to get off Twitter. It's not doing any of us any good. You know, the temperature right now is boiling hot. And I think if we all just took a step back and went out and listened to the birds, which is what I did today, I went and got a coffee at a little French market here in Prairie Village with Carrie. We sat amongst people that were not on their phones. We all talked.
I don't buy that.
A very lovely woman came by and said hello.
Let's pause the tape. Hit pause. You were at a coffee shop and people were not on their phones?
No. Everyone was out enjoying the weather. For your mental health, I'm urging you, get off social media and turn off the news this weekend.
You will be a much better
person for it.
Or as the kids say, get out there and touch grass.
Get out there and touch some
grass.
Touch grass.
Unplug.
Touch some grass.
I seeded the lawn last night.
Oh, good for you, Sam.
I went full Dr. Rick commercial.
I put out
my cedar.
I put out some suet.
Mm-hmm.
You put out what?
Some suet for the birds. It brings the woodpeckers. It makes me happy.
What's in suet?
It's like a mashed up cake of bird seed and food and fat. And you put it in this little cage and the birds come and it just makes me happy. I sit back and I watch my birds.
It's rendered animal fat.
Yeah.
Mostly from beef or mutton.
And Scott, you love listening to the children that are out playing and doing their thing. You love walking your dog.
I love the screaming kids in the backyard.
I just think this weekend is a good time for everyone to just reset.
So we're going to a high school football game tonight.
Ooh, that's fun. Some Friday
Mill Valley.
Nights. Oh, good.
So for years, you know, and my daughters have long since graduated Mill Valley.
Yeah.
I have not been to a Mill Valley football game since my kids were in high school. And yet every night, or every Friday night, In the fall, I hear the band playing and
yes,
touchdown number 31.
Get on blah, blah, blah. Out.
And so tonight we've decided we're not going to sit on the back patio and listen to the game. We're going to go to the
good
game.
Good for you. Are they still a perennial powerhouse?
They are not.
Okay, who
not,
cares?
Not as good as they once were, but hopefully tonight they'll be good once as they ever were.
I can still
Toby Keith. Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Make I can still Keith. Smell the grass from Friday nights.
There's something about a good Friday night high school football game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be packed. And oh, we got free tickets.
Oh. Mm. One has to pay to go to Friday Night Lights?
I think it's like five.
The $9?
It's like $5, $6.
This is why he's going.
No.
We're peeling
no,
back this onion. He's like,
no.
Tickets were free. I'm in.
No. We had already decided T works with somebody who has a connection at Mill Valley, and they said, you're on the VIP list, and you're going in for free.
Okay.
I literally just found that out.
His idea of VIP and mine are completely different, and I love it.
And if only it were a fundraising effort for the school.
If it is, I will throw a couple bucks in the bucket.
And you got to stand in line.
I found out. No, there's a back gate into the stadium.
Oh, please.
For your concessions.
No, there really is. There really is a back gate right next to my house. Into the stadium. I just have to walk through a little field.
You just walk and go, hey, kids.
Really?
T, keep going.
T wrote me at 156. My friend's son put us on the free pass list, VIP, for tonight's
I'm
game.
I'm happy for you. Go touch some grass.
It's AstroTurf.
And buy some tickets.
Guess what we decided
Stay
to go
the field,
do?
Please.
Last minute. And I think, Sam, you're
I
in on this.
Streak.
Guess what we decided very last minute to go
I'm
do tonight?
I'm very unhappy about this news, by the way.
Why?
Because I want to hear Nate Bargatze.
Johnny.
I can see him.
Johnny and I decided at the very last minute we are going to go.
Oh, crap. That was a good one.
The last time he was here, 2 years ago, Scott.
No, it was about a year and a half ago.
I don't remember why, but I gave my tickets to Scott. We were trying to remember this last night. I don't remember why.
You had something else going on. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty big.
It was one of those things I could not miss.
Yeah, you had like front row seats.
No,
oh, I
no,
had.
No,
they were decent seats.
They were good seats, but they weren't. They were in the lower bowl.
So anyway, we decided at the last minute to go to that show tonight. And Sam, I heard you are going.
We're
going to
be in the same row.
Have you ever seen him live?
I have. I was there. I was at the last show.
You went
I
to
was
the
in
last
the Bleeds,
show.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't wait. I think he is absolutely hilarious.
So, Sam, I have been to a comedy show with Dennis.
Yeah, I've heard.
Are we really sitting near each other?
Right next to each other.
Way too close to
okay.
each other.
Okay.
So I went and saw Jim Gaffigan with Dana, what was that, probably 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
And by saw, you mean you could see him.
I could see him. Yeah. I didn't say I went to hear him.
God,
I went to
I
see
could
Jim Gaffigan.
Not breathe at that show.
And Dana's laugh / cackle is so loud that there were certain jokes I did not even hear.
We need to ask him to put up closed captioning on the Jumbotron.
So I'm encouraging you, Sam, find new seats.
Is his microphone even on?
Yes.
Not when Dana's laughing,
testing, no. Testing.
No.
It'll be great to see you there.
It'll be fun!
Although I'm very concerned about whether or not I can hear him.
Is there an opening act, Sam? Do you know? It says it starts at 7.
He always has like two opening acts.
Okay. T-Mobile typically will line out exactly the exact schedule. So this person goes on at 7, this person goes on at 8. For tonight's show, it just says Nate Bargatze at 7.
Okay. All right,
so here's the deal, and this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learned yesterday afternoon that Sam had won the tickets to go see Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
So we're in the newsroom. I'm doing show prep. Maya's hanging out. But by the way, my daughter Maya's here in the studio.
Sweet
She's just hanging out with us. But anyway, we're hanging out in the newsroom. I'm looking for stories to talk about today, and all I hear is, damn it.
Yep.
Honest to God, damn it. And I go, Sam, what's wrong? Dana's got tickets to Nate Bargatze tonight. She's sitting right next to me.
Yep.
I swear to
That's
God.
That's a true story.
The best part, though, was, damn it.
I was hoping that you didn't know yet that you had gotten tickets to Nate Bargatze, and it just
I'll rein it in tonight just for you, Sam.
Thank you.
And so we were talking out in the newsroom, us and Rob and Carrington from next door, And Rob's like, well, do we know that she knows that she has tickets? And Sam's like, yeah, probably.
It's going to be so fun.
And I was like, may God be with you, Sam. May God be with you.
It's going to be a great time no matter what.
You'll get to hear half the jokes.
Do you think he will address how mean people have been about his performance at the Oscars or Emmys? Mm. I did not watch.
Do you think he'll address the Jimmy Kimmel controversy?
No,
I don't. I don't either.
I don't either. Comedians know you are there to unwind,
make people laugh.
Why would you tick off not 50% of the audience? What do I always say on this show? You're going to tick off 100% of the audience if you talk about it.
You can't get it right.
And people need a break. Yeah. And so tonight, it is a welcomed break from those things.
Well, it's a performance for him. I mean, he's been practicing this set for how long? You know, he's not going to.
Yeah,
but he doesn't seem to be the type of comedian that would does things on the fly.
I think Dan, for him, and we'll see. I think he could have an acting career. He was so funny on Saturday Night Live, but maybe emceeing is just not for him. So
Right. Sometimes
you can cross over and do those things, and sometimes you can't. Maybe it's just not for him.
But I didn't think he was. I didn't think he was great. But I didn't think he was terrible.
Oh,
He didn't have enough song and dance, tap dancing up there for the entertainment.
Which then people complain that you're wasting too much time. I mean, at least they got out on time. Anyway, if you're there tonight, come say hi. We cannot wait to go see him.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, right after 5 o'clock, it is Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39.
Dr. Rick, we are thinking sandwiches again for lunch. What should I put you down for?
Oh, boundaries. They can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Now, I'm either going to go tuna melt or Reuben.
Tom.
They're known for their
Remember,
Reuben.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay. Looks like the soup of the day is tomato bisque.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents. So, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I could go tuna melt. If you want to go Reuben, we could do a mix and match.
Tom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So a minute ago, we got a text on the text line, which is 586-7798, saying, what's going on at KCI? And then Dana gets a text from our very own EJ Becker, who, if you didn't know, is a pilot.
So he writes, and I believe this is affecting all of the local airports. He says, hello, friends. I am currently 55 miles southwest of Kansas City at 6,000 feet. The controller just informed me that Kansas City approach, These are the air traffic controllers who bring everybody into the area and line them up before handing them off to the control tower, has lost all radios and all radar. They are putting everyone on instrument flight plans into holds, and the international airport is accepting one airplane in and one airplane out at a time on instrument approaches. I'm flying under visual rules and therefore can proceed on my own. He says, I don't know how long it's been out. I am flying into the downtown airport. They are doing the exact same thing in terms of spacing. Their spacing is all about 10 miles apart, and just take it as it comes. They are doing a fantastic job. All local airports are affected, especially those with towers. One airplane in and one airplane out at a time.
And what was the spacing again? 1 mile or
10?
10 miles.
So for the texter who said what's going on at KCI, my guess is there's going to be one hell of a backup for a while. If you're letting one plane in, then one plane out, then one plane in. I mean, my gosh, how many runways and how many takeoffs and landings are there at any given time, right?
Well, I mean, we've been at airports where, especially like Cancun, for example, when it's getaway day, one plane takes off and you're right behind them. I mean, they just run them right out. Doom, 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 doom. There's no 10-mile rule.
So it sounds like because all the airports are affected, this is not an issue at KCI. This is not an issue at Wheeler. This is an issue with the handoff team that hands off the planes as they come into Kansas City.
No, that's not how I read what EJ wrote. The issue is with the airports within the metropolitan area. That would, I presume, include Johnson County. That would obviously be Wheeler, downtown, KCI, that they are without radio and radar.
Listen to this,
air
I'm going to say it again.
Control.
Yeah.
The controller just informed me that Kansas City approach, these are the air traffic controllers who bring everybody into the area and line them up before handing them off to the tower, has lost all radios and all radar.
Got it.
I don't think it's every single airport independently has lost radar and radios. I think the handoff team, can I ask you, is that fair to say? Does somebody hand it off?
So, Maya, when she asks you a question, you have to...
Well, no, we did not plan on having you on the air today, but you literally are at the end of your pilot school experience. Is it one entity that hands everybody off as you come into the airspace here?
Right. Like, you would go from approach to the tower. So when the tower controls the landing, so when you're coming into the land, they say clear to land. Well, when you're trying to get into the radius of the airport, that's when approach will take you to that tower. When you're trying to get into MCI, you can't really talk because tower can't clear you into the airspace because they can only do that for the runways.
And so approach would have to hand you off once you get inside the
approaching the radius
the airspace
of Kansas City.
Of KCI.
Yeah. So essentially for me, when I'm flying into MCI, that's a Bravo. So they'll say you're cleared into the Bravo. So that means I can get into that airspace. But that's what approach does.
But where is approach? I mean, where?
It's just a tower. They're in the tower, essentially.
They're in the same tower.
Correct. They're just different segments of the tower.
Huh.
Got it. Which is why downtown is affected, why KCI is affected.
Correct.
Why, would Gardner be affected?
Probably not, because, again, this is approach. If tower is not having any issues and if departure isn't having any issues, then it's probably just the approach section of it.
And, not every airport... Every small airport has its own tower.
Right, because also Wheeler, I can't remember if Wheeler has a different tower, but since they're a Class Charlie, so they're different than a Bravo, they should have a different tower.
Okay, so a good friend of mine has a son, who I'm also very close with, who was trying to get back home to Kansas City, and she said he just had to land in Omaha. So I read this because of what is happening with the handoff team into Kansas City airspace.
They're diverting to other airports.
Well, because the backup is going to just snowball.
Well, you have probably. You have a number of options. You can go to Omaha, Wichita has, you know, I'm not going to say a major airport, but they've got a decent airport. I'm assuming Springfield has a pretty decent airport.
Yep.
I know Lincoln does. I flew out of Lincoln when I was in college.
Well, and it comes down to a classification. She had mentioned Bravo or Charlie. MCI is a class B because of how much traffic goes through there. Wheeler is a class C. So how it would affect every single airport in the metro doesn't make sense to me either.
Can we ask Jesse as well?
I can send a message to him. Yeah, I guess.
It's safe to assume that if you're trying to fly into MCI right now, you're not going to be landing anytime soon.
Correct. Because it's one thing for them to say, we need some time. They can't all fly visually. We need some time, right? Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, we would have to look at, and maybe Jesse would know this, how many planes are coming into MCI every 2 minutes, every 5 minutes, then back that up to how long this has been going on. And EJ sent the first text, let's see. It was about 2:10, okay?
Peak arrivals is 12 per hour at MCI.
12?
Peak arrivals is 12 per hour.
12 planes per hour?
At peak, yes.
Oh, gosh, Kansas I would have City, guessed it was way more than that.
Really?
According to the figures on airnav.com.
Well, then why would you divert to Omaha? Why wouldn't they just be able to...
Because they've got radar?
...tell you to circle, I guess.
Because of fuel.
Fuel. Yep. Got you. I'm so glad you're here, Maya.
Me too.
How weird that the one day my kid comes in who's a pilot, and we have this breaking story out of KCI. I just sent a text out to Jesse Reed. We'll see if we can't get him on. When we get back, assuming we don't get Jesse Reed in here... why this bride is joking that she's not really excited about taking her husband's name.
Oh, yeah. This is hilarious.
Also, it is 2:29 p.m. as we sit here in our studio. I was awake until 2:29 a.m.
Oh.
I have a run, do not walk, the kind where the... streaming service will start saying to you, are you still watching? And you're like, yeah, weirdo, quit asking me. Don't ask show. Me again. I can't stop.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Festivus Friday this afternoon at 5 o'clock. We are, some breaking news here. I think we're the first to report it. There are some issues with radio and radar out at KCI. Can you reread what we've received, the text we received from EJ Becker from KMBZ, who also happens to be a pilot?
Yeah, he said, forgive me if you guys already know this. I just encountered it because I happen to be right in the middle of it. And before we bring Jesse on, EJ wrote when he was about 50 miles southwest of Kansas City, the controller informed me that Kansas City approach, these are the air traffic controllers who bring everybody into the area and line them up before handing them off to the control tower, has lost all radios and all radar. They are putting everyone on instrument flight plans into holds. And the international airport is now accepting one airplane in and one airplane out at a time on instrument approaches. I'm flying under visual rules, he says, therefore I can proceed on my own. They're doing the exact same thing, by the way, at the downtown airport where he's flying into at Wheeler.
All right, let's bring in Commander Jesse Reed, a good friend of the program. Commander, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
So you heard what EJ Becker sent in a text to Dana. What does visual rules mean?
Yeah, good question. So you have two different types of flying you can do. You can do VFR or visual flight rules, or IFR, instrument flight rules. And really what that means, it kind of governs, I guess you will, how the traffic works, if you will. So when you're visual, like EJ is, you can take off and land. You don't even really have to talk to anyone. you fly at certain altitudes that are 500 feet off the instrument, the planes that are flying under instrument flight rules. And it's really just see and avoid. It's kind of the basics of aviation that everyone who learns how to fly, you have to learn, just like your daughter there, Scott, would have been doing visual flight rules for all her training up to this point. But yeah, that means you don't have to necessarily talk to air traffic control. However, you can't get in cleared into airspace that's very busy.
Got it.
Like around Kansas City International, which is what we call Class Bravo airspace. I won't bore people with the definition of that, but essentially any major airport in the world, or at least in the United States, is what's called Class Bravo, and you have to have explicit permission to enter that airspace because it is so congested.
So, Jesse, how quickly is this going to stack up? I have one girlfriend that just texted me. Her son was just diverted to Omaha. I have someone else that just texted that their flight out to Seattle's been delayed. With one in and one out, as long as this goes on, how quickly do the planes start stacking up with nowhere to go?
Pretty quickly, and we're actually pretty spoiled here in Kansas City, just having traveled at all the major airports myself and flown in and out of them. In the United States, Kansas City is on the lower end as far as traffic congestion goes, and it's all being done out of an abundance of caution, just to kind of put people's minds at ease. Airliners and really most modern-day aircraft these days are equipped with what's called TCAS, which is Terrain Collision Avoidance System, and essentially these are little systems on every airplane that all talk to other airplanes out there. So even if there was no air traffic control, if there was some sort of impending mid-air collision course that was calculated by these little systems, each airplane would get an alert to say, hey, you need to deviate your course. And so it's really out of an abundance of caution, I would believe. And then, you know, of course, this opens the can of worms, the whole discussion that we've had previously in this year, just about the state of air traffic control systems in general here in the United States and just how kind of antiquated our systems are.
But Jesse, forgive me, but you talked about this collision avoidance system. Mm-hmm. How come then we hear so many stories about near collisions at major airports?
Well, part of that is the systems are often disabled on the ground. So because, for instance, when you're taxiing around a major airport with 80 other airplanes on the ground, your system would be going off all the time because you have airplanes near you. You know, as you taxied up near or behind another airplane, it would start to send off a warning signal as if you were about to run into that airplane. Well, that would be very annoying and distracting on the ground. So these systems are typically disabled below a certain altitude or on the ground, which is unfortunately what was one of the factors in that incident at Reagan International earlier, you know, several months ago. Mm-hmm. They were below the altitude where that warning would have told them to do something.
Sorry to interrupt you. I beg your pardon.
No, please.
Would this collision avoidance system work between airplanes and helicopters?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's part of the equipment on an airplane known as a transponder. Works in conjunction with that. And the transponder reports your altitude, your direction of flight, your squawk code. Every airplane typically is assigned a unique code under instrument flight rules. So it transmits all that to air traffic control and other airplanes.
And Jesse, can you tell me like why is this also affecting downtown airport? Why is this also, and would it affect Gardner? Like with this approach system
or
Lee's Summit where the radar and radios are down, how many airports go with each system that clears folks to come into our airspace?
Sure. You have different layers of air traffic control. The most basic layer is at the airport. You have an air traffic control tower that controls who takes off, who lands, that controls how people taxi around on the ground at that airport. Then you have what's called TRACON, which is like basically like a terminal approach and departure area. So, you know, when I take off out of an airplane, I'm talking to tower. As soon as I lift off the ground and I'm 1,000 feet off the ground, they switch us to what's called departure. If I'm flying out of Kansas City, we now talk to Kansas City departure. It sounds like this is the air traffic control system that's currently being effective. And they're the ones that are responsible for vectoring airplanes at a lower altitude in and out of these airports safely. Once you get above a certain altitude, then you're talking to what's called a center control. So we have all three of those here in Kansas City. We have Kansas City Center, which people here who live in Johnson County down on I-35 probably driven past this facility a million times and didn't even realize it's right off near Santa Fe in I-35. They're the ones who control airplanes up at higher altitudes. And then the terminal control people would also manage traffic in and out of Charles Wheeler, out of KCI, out of other airports in this area. So that would explain why those airports are being affected as well.
What about like a Gardner or at least Summit or Lawrence, which has its own small airport? Would these airports be affected? They don't have towers. They don't have, as far as I know, they don't have towers.
Yeah. So those are what we call uncontrolled airports. If you're on an instrument flight plan, so you're flying under the instrument flight rules, they will drop you off at a certain point, clear you for an approach. Just for an example, my dad and I fly privately on our own. We went out and did an instrument flight a couple months ago, and we went out, we did some touch and goes. We took off out of Miami County in Paola and went and did some approaches into Lawrence. And we were talking to Kansas City approach the whole time. And at a certain point, they clear you for the approach, and then they say, hey, just let us know after you do your touch and go. Give us a call back once you're airborne again because there's no tower there. So there's no real handoff. So they clear you for the approach, and then they kind of wipe their hands free of it until you either land or you take back off or you go around and you contact them again.
And how long to catch up all day, Jesse?
I imagine there's going to be some people stuck at airports or maybe renting cars in Omaha tonight and just saying, you know what, let's just drive home.
We had to do that once about 15 years ago. We got diverted to St. Louis, and they told us the next flight is tomorrow at like 4 in the afternoon.
It. Get me into a car.
We rented a car and drove overnight. Like, screw
this. I did that with my kids, too, out of Minneapolis once. Strangely enough, it became one of their favorite memories of all time, the six-hour drive from Minneapolis to Kansas City.
Okay, first of all, wait a minute, Jesse. You don't get to drive a car like you fly a plane. I've been to Minneapolis. That is an eight-hour drive, not a six-hour drive. You were speeding. You were breaking the law, sir.
Plus or minus.
Thanks for the expertise. Always good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. Take care.
All right, be well. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Story here from the ABC News. The remains believed to be that of Travis Decker, the 32-year-old father accused of murdering his three young daughters near a Washington campground, were located in a remote wooded area. The remains were found during a search south of Leavenworth, Washington. They're waiting on positive identification. Decker, an Army veteran, was wanted for three counts of first-degree murder, three counts of first-degree kidnapping.
The remains were in an advanced state of decomposition. There's a warm room in hell.
Yeah, absolutely, and there should be. Burn in hell. Now this story, and I'm going to, Sam, we have to be careful with this one. And I need you to pay very close attention.
Okay.
A bride.
Well, we don't have to say the first name and the last name together.
We're not going to.
Okay, good.
I'm
going to
let Dana put that together in her mind.
Okay. Give me a pen, please.
Okay, so you need to listen to this woman's first name.
I got you.
And then her husband or fiance's last name.
Okay.
All right? Are you ready?
I got you.
Okay. A bride is not looking forward to changing her last name after the wedding. Izzy,
sweet Izzy.
Izzy Trimborn.
Lovely.
Shared that she is less than thrilled to be taking her fiance's last name following their wedding because her resulting married name turns out to be a bit of a vulgar pun. Aren't you excited to take his last name? Trimborn wrote on the first slide of a TikTok featuring her and her fiance. Grab your pen. The picture showed her and her fiance, James Inyet, smiling in a photo taken on a train.
Do we know why she doesn't want his last name?
Excuse me, Ms. Inyet?
Her first name is Izzy.
Got it. We got it.
Why are we saying I'm so close together?
And her last name is Inyet.
Inyet. Uh-huh. Got it.
Well, it won't be probably because.
Can you imagine going to Starbucks and giving your full name?
Yeah.
That's one of those where you just say, you know what?
We are going to.
I love you.
We could hyphenate.
I love you.
She could go by Isobel. Isobella. Isobella in yet?
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Uh-huh.
It literally sounds like one of the age-old prank calls. Like,
it
is
actually
Seymour
does.
Butts there?
Is Seymour Butts there?
And all of the other ones that I can't say? Mike and the gang.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
We know where you're going there.
Yeah. Harold.
We got it.
Dan, we can actually hear you in here. What? Izzy.
Yeah, we got you.
Uh-huh.
Inyet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that very long pause.
1 in 3 parents say owning a puppy proved more challenging than expected. I know my daughter Sarah is dealing with this and her young puppy. Overwhelmed moms may bear a greater share of the mental load associated with owning a dog, according to new research. While puppy ownership brought joy to many children as well as their parents, third of moms and dads say getting a puppy posed mental health challenges as well as some benefits. Families considering buying a puppy should not assume it will boost everyone's mental health. The new study, it was of British families with puppies, identified multiple mental health challenges alongside benefits of ownership for adults and youngsters alike, suggesting that there is a mental health boost. Check that. Suggesting that a mental health boost should not be the main motivator behind getting a dog. Who gets a dog for a mental health boost?
Well, everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about?
You come in now with joy on your face for the first time in a while.
Well, that's not fair.
Well,
that's not correct.
It's joy. It is joy. Even if you're in a bad mood, I'll say, how's that baby puppy
doing?
I love that stupid dog. And he'll show me a picture and your demeanor, it's good for your mental health. It's why I watch the birds.
Well, but I didn't get her thinking that she would make me happy.
Urged you to get her because we knew it would.
You didn't get her because you thought she'd make you sad.
Was I that miserable to you
guys?
No,
but I just knew after you lost Stella, it would be cathartic for you to have a little friend that follows you around.
Oh, my God. I bought a shadow. I didn't buy a dog.
I know it. When you turn around, man, she is right there.
Well, this
do you trip over her?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
This morning, I was in the basement shower room where I shower probably 2-3 times a week. And I always leave the door a little bit cracked. And I have the shower going. And it's kind of like a sauna for me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because it's a smaller bathroom. And I run the hot water, and I'm not going to the bathroom, but I was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
just kind of like letting the steam roll in and just kind of feeling like I'm in a sauna. And then all of a sudden I look over and the door pops open and she's like, what you doing, Dad? You in the sauna? And I'm like, oh my God, can I not get like 2 minutes?
No, you cannot.
Two minutes.
Like having a toddler.
Of privacy. And the answer is no.
Did you see after 20 years in the dark, the tower once again over by KCPT, which was the Channel 5 tower, is now lit up in all its glory again.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
If you're heading anywhere near Midtown, Downtown Plaza, look up. You will see it.
Burns and McDonald, who led the project of relighting the tower, put out a great video about how they did it, and it's actually very fascinating.
Is it moving lights now, too? Because the mayor posted a video from someone inside on the ground floor inside the tower looking up, and it looks like a kaleidoscope.
Oh, wow.
A beautiful... Look this isn't just the lights on the...
They can change the colors.
On the edges. You know, before, Scott, it was just the lights on the...
Mm-hmm. On the outside.
Pyramidic edges, if you will.
The what?
Pyramidic.
Pyramidic.
Can we look and see if that's a real word, please?
Oh, it is, and I am leaning right on into that word. That is a great word. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
But the video really goes into...
Pyramidical.
Thank you, Scott.
Pyramidically.
I'm going with pyramidic because it sounds better. And the pyramidic edges are all that used to be lit. This appears to be an entire...
I take it back. You are correct. There is a word called pyramidic.
Thank you.
Anyway, the Burns and McDonald video goes into all the details about how they had to come up with the different hues of lighting so that it would reflect appropriately off of the orange tower.
CNN now reporting flights are being stopped at Dallas airports.
I just saw that on Twitter.
What the hell is going on?
This might be bigger than we thought.
Or could it be a coincidence?
Or are we being hacked?
Well.
Now flights in Dallas are being diverted.
It's the end of the world
as
we know it.
And not just KCI, but now Dallas. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.